So welcome everybody. This is Traction Glam Week Initiatives with Wikidata, with the presenter João Alexandre Peschansky from Wiki Movement Brazil. And let's start.
So thanks everyone for joining us. Thank you, Erica, who is also actually one of the presenters to some extent. I have this job of presenting on behalf of four people. They are all here, including myself. Me?
Please go on talking.
Okay, so this is collective work. I'm only here as a means toward some process to some extent. This is work by Wiki Movimento Brasil, the user group, and the Research, Innovation, and Dissemination Center for Neuromathematics, which is the lab where I hold a position. This is funded by the São Paulo Research Foundation. And it's basically our work to solve what no one in Brazil really cares to solve, which is to provide knowledge. And this knowledge needs to be provided urgently. Otherwise, museums burn, they get destroyed, they are unfunded. Museums don't have, this is a global south country, they don't have resources. Only 1% of the public museums in Brazil have any sort of digital media available. So if we don't do the digitizing, if we don't do the upload, if we don't do the dissemination of this work, it just won't happen. And this knowledge will be lost. It will be destroyed. It will just be unavailable forever. So there is a sense of urgency. And what I'm going to present today is the aspect of Glam Week initiatives, so initiatives around the collections of galleries, libraries, whatever galleries means, archives and museums or other cultural institutions to provide this knowledge. So it's a focus on process, which to some extent is interesting because it connects to the vision that was laid out on Wikidata for the Wikimedia platforms, which is Wikidata is a resource to improve efficiency and effectiveness of the other Wikimedia platforms. And this is the focus, and is particularly looking at the Brazilian experience as a model, I hope, for the Global South. It's easy when you have staff, resource, funding, whatever. It's a little bit trickier, and it's more community dependent when you are from an impoverished country, when you are from a region on which the Wikimedian community needs to get directly involved in the process. And this is, to some extent, an idea that starts from the way I'm presenting, from the broader aspect of providing this knowledge, a process of convergence of this knowledge and availability through how we go onto this process to the actual single item that we work on. So I'm going to present, to some extent, what I've just called the sum of all Glam Wikis Brazil, the several institutions and how we keep track of the work we've been doing. I think we are up to now, and we've uploaded around 70,000 files to Commons, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of stuff to Wikidata. It's about also the item modeling of a Glam Week initiative, so we can keep track of it, and how we can involve the community, because that's the agent of this knowledge development. And this is one of our main projects with this Museu Paulista. We have over 23,000 images uploaded. This is a museum that has been shut down for several years. So if you don't go to the Wikimedia platforms, you just don't have access to this knowledge. It's only available for the general public here, which is different when you are just, to some extent, mirroring digital platforms that already exist, for instance, on the museum website. So what we do, we have items for each one of the GLAMs that we work on, and they are Listeria generated. Each one has a page, so the community can go there, we have a template for GLAM Wiki initiatives. It's called the TGLAM. It's not Wikidata, but it's pretty cool. It was developed by Eder Porto, who is here in the room. And so we keep track of them. So they are all then items on Wikidata. They are not fancy items. It's just important that we are able to keep track of what we are doing. This is important for the community to actually reach out and converge, and this is Wikidata again, that there is, you have pages on Wikipedia, commons, categories, so people can find elements easily. This is TGLAM, which is the template that we use. This is a small GLAM that we worked on. It's again a national museum, public museum, that is currently shut down by the government by lack of funding. You want to have access to content, you need to go to the Wikimedia platforms. So it's a small activity, and you see there are several members, some members of the committee, a small GLAM, that are working. This is again Wikidata generated all the list of GLAMs so people can go back and forth over them. But most importantly, and this is where Wikidata is coming, you have tasks. And there is a lot of tasks. These are, again, poor cultural institutions. So the metadata that we get is generally really bad. We have batches of images that no one knows what they are. So the only way that we can solve this issue, if we want to have this input onto the project, is to actually mobilize the community, which is something that we've done for airplanes. The community with airplanes are just fantastic. They just identify in one day like 500 images of airplanes. We are doing this for political protest in Brazil from the National Archives. And we use several tools. This one was presented by Andrew Lee, which is Tabernacle, which is a tool that he introduced to me, so I'm pretty, I acknowledge this help. We've actually learned a lot from the Metropolitan work, which is, I think, part of what we all do here is to share processes and understanding, so we are thankful. Another one that we learned from Wikimedia Deutschland is the Bra table that I don't think you've mentioned in your presentation, Andrew, which is actually pretty cool. It was very important for us in the context, you might remember, of the fire at the National Museum, in which this gigantic museum, historical museum, science museum in Brazil, just burned down. There was no digital collection. So we need to organize, we organized a campaign so people, random people, would submit or upload to Commons their images. And they are the only images we have of these museums. And I'm thankful again for the community to have shared the word. And we've used this tool, Bra table, to have the community understand the language on which the items had to be, the entries had to be created or were created, the number of statements. It's a community tool, it's administrative stuff, and mix and match, of course, which is useful to be able to find more easily where the information lies when you have external databases. And again, on the administrative aspect, which is, again, not already the main space, we also rely on Mbabel, which was presented earlier on, through Listeria, so people can actually improve content, not having a blank page in front of them, but being able to have some structured narrative of an entry before they can create content. So this is all in the process of improving efficiency and effectiveness for the community. And we also do that on the main space. So we have an infrastructure. Most Wikipedia, or I would say, many Wikipedias have this infrastructure on. So automated info boxes, and of course Commons has the Commons info boxes. These are really, really useful elements because they fetch what we are able to include onto Wikidata, and they easily give a sense of effectiveness and social impact, relevance of what we are doing. These are, again, cultural institutions that are not recognized as GLAMs that we work on. And we've used this for Wikilove's monuments as well, so people would just upload through Wikidata their monuments, and the use of the monument ID that is now through Mike Peel, who is here, has a connection to structured data on commons. This is, again, something that improves effectiveness of the process. So I think I'm going to speed up. In Portuguese Wikipedia, we can rely on Listeria bot generated lists on demand space, which is actually pretty cool when we are dealing with small cultural institutions spread around that have to some extent similar artists in their collections, which means that every time you upload one museum, it actually generates a sort of avalanche bolt editing on, I don't know, dozens of lists, for instance, of this one's list of paintings of Pedro Américo, which is one of the most important historical painters in Brazil. So if you look at the history, most of the content that was included, and sometimes small information, but sometimes batch uploads, comes from Wikidata. Again, the sense of effectiveness. And now moving to the way that we deal with things. So the major difference from what you've seen from Andrew and the work with the Met, and I think the way we are doing, 5 minutes from 20 or 25? Is we don't do Python, we do Google Sheet Formula, which is, I think, probably harder, but we should at some point.
That's scary.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. It's a large concatenation, but once you've done one, you can do them all. But this is how we are doing this. We use PaddyPen. We rely on Commons templates, but I'll show them. So it's basically a process of search, organize, clean, and quick statements, file, whatever. And we do reconciliation mostly through Google Sheets. We have issues with OpenRefine, mostly because we receive the collections not as full collections, but parts of them. And we are afraid that if we use OpenRefine, the decisions that we make won't be recorded. So we won't be able to have them used in different processes. And we have this gigantic Google Sheet that, to some extent, people spend time finding the right QID or finding the ID that they need to find, and then they just reconcile through Google Sheet again. And the upload is based on PaddyPen. We've tried Glampipe. It's a little bit complicated, but PaddyPen is the one that we've using. And again, in the process of effectiveness, the commons templates basically bring from Wikidata the information you've uploaded. So this is one of just an example of an image that we have uploaded from this very famous photographer in Brazil, and it brings with the art photo commons template a structure that we feel is useful. Each one of the processes that I've shown you were identified as a topic of a Wikidata lab. You probably heard of them as of now. These are trainings that we provide for the community so they are able to work on each one of these steps. So here you have Magnus and Andrew in Brazil helping us with in working in this process that has been the process that we've relied on for these cultural institutions. And the trainings are available online. The last one we have available online is on this agreeing data with Danny Vrandecik. And that's it. So thank you all for being here. This was a fast track presentation, but I think we have time for questions. Thank you.
Thank you, João. So now we have 5 minutes for questions, and please wait for the microphone before asking. So who got questions here?
First of all, thank you for all the work that you're doing. And I want to ask you about inspiration. We just came from an education panel where you said that the work that you do with your students is difficult for you because you know you have to find assignments and things to do that are interesting. So I'm wondering how you keep yourself inspired and what do you do to kind of try new things and find a new next ideas to work on?
I don't know, Shani. I could say maybe I'm a maniac, I don't know, but it's obsessive. I don't know. It's just that, again, it's the sense that if we don't do it, no one will do it.
Obsessive with
me. So this is a motto for, I think, these processes. And again, this is a counter on which the museums are being shut down or destroyed. And again, if we don't do it, this content will just disappear. So we are just right now facing a situation in which the Brazilian government has decided to shut down the databases on the killed and disappeared people in the military dictatorship in Brazil, because they disagreed that people were killed or disappeared during the military dictatorship. So content disappears. So I think we all live, and it's just not myself, Erica, Giovanna, and Heather, with this sense of emergency, which I think is a little bit different from other circumstances, other countries. But I would say that in Brazil, and I can imagine the Global South in general, this is something that is really relevant. Content will just not be there if you wait.
I was wondering if there was any positive aspect to your relationship with the Brazilian government. Has there been attention to your efforts with the museum or otherwise? I know it got a lot of press. Did you get any positive attention? Did you get any collaboration? Is there any avenues in which you are getting some progress with the government?
Well, as some of you might know, if not all of them, we currently have a very bad government in Brazil. So if they knew we existed, they would shut down all the projects. So I'm glad what we have right now is better than any communication. So we have a very, very large initiative that is, as of today, half clandestine with the Brazilian National Archive, which is under the administration of the Department of Justice, which is extremely far right. And they just don't care about what we are doing. And if they knew, they wouldn't like it. Just like the Department of Education, the head of the Department of Education sent a letter to Wikipedians twice this year, saying that he doesn't like his entry. And we don't know what it actually means, but it came as an official document. And then you can imagine how in this process this would be understood. I don't think there is any connection right now, but I think it's just an expression of what they do or understand the role of culture or, I don't know, social communication of culture in Brazil right now.
What about local government, states, cities?
Yeah. So the question now was about local government, city. So that's an actually interesting aspect. One of the GLAM that are listed is actually not necessarily a GLAM. in like a couple of weeks ago, we decided with a local government, where is it? This one. It's called Wiki Takes Santana de Parnaíba. Wiki Occupy Santana de Parnaíba. We had this agreement, and it was generously funded by the Wikimedia Foundation, that we will take over a city for several days. So we arrive with 15 Wikimedians with the support of the local government, which opened its cultural institutions. They are very, very small, non-digitized, and we basically wikified everything. So we took pictures of it's a historical city, so there were 500 monuments in the city. So we took pictures of each one of them. We mapped them on OpenStreetMap. We went to the archive. We uploaded what we could. There were licensing issues. We interviewed the elderly in the city, and this was done with local government. But this kind of local negotiations are harder than when you have a broader federal agent, because then you can just trickle down the negotiation. But it was fun most, which is of course always important. It was very, very impactful. I think we've uploaded like 10,000 images in this process.
We have time for one more question.
Hello, thanks for your presentation. Just a very practical question. There was a link to training materials in your presentation.
To what?
To training material.
Yeah.
I just tried to follow the link, but it points to a Wikimedia Commons image file. I would be interested in having a look at the training materials. Are they in English or in Portuguese?
So, which one?
The previous one. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that one. Available here, that points to a JPEG file on Wikimedia Commons.
Okay. No, this one?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's not the... No, sorry, I was looking for the training materials.
Okay, so maybe anyway, somewhere I'll provide you the link.
Okay.
So,
or if you could put it on the Etherpad, it would be good.
So
because that would be interesting to see how that relates to what we tell GLAM institutions in Belgium.
Sure, so...
Thank you.
Of course, and thanks for the question. And they are not all on YouTube, because at some point we didn't have the technology to stream, but now we do. And it was implemented. So I would say the last 8 trainings out of 20 are online. And some of them are in English, some are in Portuguese. As we are targeting the local community, it's important for us that it's in Portuguese, and then some work needs to be done for subtitles. And there were 20 of these trainings. All the material, PDFs, links are on Wiki. So they are traceable, and the idea is that we meet in the morning, like 10 a.m. We have 2 hours of lectures, sometimes from someone in the local community, sometimes from a guest, even remotely. Then we learn something very specific, like how to do modeling when you have disagreeing data, like the last one, or how to implement an automated info box, how to run a Listeria, so stuff like that. And then we learn this, and during the afternoon up to 6 p.m., we implement this on our workflow. This is why I was saying there is this aspect of training and doing. So the content is available, so you can check, and I'm sorry the link was broken, but of course it's provided, and it's on Commons and YouTube.
So that's it, we are out of time. Thank you very much for attending this session on GLAMWIC initiatives with Wikidata. And the Brazilian crew is still here available for your questions, for discussion, all those things that we've been doing. And thank you very much, Ron. So another round of applause, please.